You were humming this to me as we were walking down the stairs to the studio.
Oh, wait for it. Wait for it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
And you can do this.
Well, you know, I haven't played it in a few years, but I did learn this piece, yeah. I bet I could pull it off. I'd probably have to look at the music, though.
Yeah, I'm really envious of people who can read sheet music. In fact, when the last Beck project came out and there was sheet music, it was like, oh, I guess that's a high note, and that's kind of that's about as far as I could do.
I guess it's another language altogether. I don't know how much help Beck had writing all of that music out. I'm assuming he knows how to read and write music.
But yeah, his father did that.
Yeah, his father did all the string arrangements for the Beck album, Sea Change. Beck hasn't had a full-length record since 2008's Modern Guilt, but this summer he started releasing some singles. He started off with this very woozy, chopped-up cut called Defriended, and then a couple of months ago we had another single on that was this very lush, dreamy tune called...
This is a build-up to
I
the
Won't
fact
Be that... Long. And now we've got a... Wait for it.
Insert drum roll here.
And now we've got a third single from Beck, and we're premiering it here on All Songs Considered. And this is by far the quirkiest of the three, but it's just so fantastic. The song is called Gimme. I mean, that guy, is there anything he can't do? I just think he's
kind I like surprises,
kind
and
of
that
a
was
genius.
One.
Yeah. Third single from Beck. None of these singles that he has released this summer are going to be on the full length record that hasn't even really officially been announced, but he is, I'm told, putting out a full length record, hopefully before the end of the year. We don't know what it'll be called or exactly when it'll come out, but it's supposed to come out before the end of the year. So, Beck, yeah, third single, that one's called Gimme.
Love it. I got a song premiere. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's not a, like mine's better than yours or anything like that, because yours is pretty darn good. But I like mine. So Best Coast, which is singer Bethany Cosentino and Bob Bruno. They're a fun, happy West Coast band, obviously, because they say Best Coast. But I'm not sure they're right about that. But we'll give them the
They've
benefit of the doubt.
They've never been to Coney Island.
That's right. They didn't go to Jones Beach. So they're coming out. They're always light, happy, fun. music. This continues the tradition. It's an EP that's coming out October 27 called Fade Away. The song I'm going to play is I Don't Know How.
I don't know how.
That song's called I Don't Know How.
Oh, okay. So I was going to ask what that was called. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a new Best Coast song.
I love her voice so much. Very catchy. Just sends me.
So the new Best Coast EP, which is called Fade Away, comes out October 22nd and gives us some flavor. I like the way the song, right about a minute and a half into it, when you think nice, perfect, really short single, explodes.
Yeah. Well, I have a parting gift from Thor. You know, Thor Slaughter, our intern we had all summer long, I stole so much music from him, and all of it was amazing. I just loved it all. He and I were on the same page with.
Did you do a brain transplant?
Yeah, just about. I wish I could. I'd be giving you a big bear hug every day. But anyway, I have a parting gift from Thor. One last CD he left on my desk. I came in the morning after he was gone, and it was there, and it was one final gift from him. A band called Joanna Gruesome. I know you get the pun immediately, which is Joanna Newsom. Joanna Newsom is, of course, a harp player with a lovely idiosyncratic, I would say, sensibility to her music. This band is called Joanna Gruesome. And bands with names like, you know, I'm not really a big pun fan, and bands with names like this, it's hard to take them seriously. So actually, when I saw the CD, I thought it was just a joke. And then I listened to it, and I thought, it's amazing. I love this. It's just... Anyway, this is it's a real surprise. It's a debut record, full-length record from Joanna Gruson. It's called Weird Sister, and I want to play the opening cut called Anti-Parent Cowboy Killers.
Perfect. You're going to that show with me when they come.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm totally there. They're from Wales. This is a 5-piece band from Wales, and they're touring.
You serious?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what happened.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This is how magic always happens. It's just
our new intern, Alex, is here. Alex, magic, right? I mean, this whole it's process
magic.
Has been.
Wow. Yeah. When did you know that you were witnessing genius? When did that? When did that set in?
When you guys asked me to open the studio door. Yeah. So, it's basically a vault, unlocking the vault. So. And you were recording at the same time.
Yeah.
Did you finish what you had to say? I don't remember.
According to their official bio, they all met in an anger management class. And apparently they say they couldn't stand each other, that they were just so infuriated by each other. But their musical chemistry was unmistakable.
I'm going to say they probably made all this up, but I don't care.
I know. Anyway, it's just the whole record is fun like that. Just a fantastically gritty, loud burst of rock. All the songs are just a couple minutes long, and big surprise.
All right. So I am going to connect Wales and Joanna Newsom with my next piece of music.
Okay.
And
you know,
your mind is going to just be blown.
You know, I'm talking about Wales, the country, not the mammal, the...
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, good. So I'm connecting Wales, Joanna Gruson, Joanna Newsom, and Kate Le Bon, artist from Wales.
All right. I need to be sitting down for this.
You strapped in?
It's going to be a bumpy ride.
She's an artist from Wales, and her new record is produced by Noah Georgeson, who produces Joanna Newsom.
Boom!
Yes! That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, that's not bad.
I love this new record. I love Kate Le Bon. The sound, her guitar sound, which is so simple, slays me every time along with her voice. So we're going to listen to a new record called Mug Museum, and this song is Are You With Me Now?
sinking spell. Caught to tiny heels, pinned the notice to posts, and then crawled in my mouth. There is a feeling I love, buried in my
every last note on that.
I had no idea I liked Kate LeBon so much.
Yeah, I fell in love with her music on the Cirque 2. She did a record called Cirque, mm-hmm. and then there was an EP that came out later called Cirque 2, and that was the one that grabbed me. She has a full-length album, two full-length albums before this new one, Mug Museum, that comes out in November, but I'm a one-year-old Kate LeBon convert. Mm-hmm. She's now moved to Los Angeles, which is why the producer for Joanna Newsom wound up producing that record. She wrote most of the songs in Wales and moved here and finished a few. But for the most part, the record was written in Wales. God.
A little bit of Nico in there. I love her voice.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
And I think there's a reminiscent guitar in there that you can hear in some of those simpler Velvet Underground songs,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, definitely.
Nothing wrong there. Who is that guy?
The person who was laughing at you is Sammy Yen again.
Hey, Sammy.
Hey,
happy Friday.
No. Happy Friday.
Yeah, we can say that.
Yeah, we can tell you. Yeah. It's not a secret.
It's not Tuesday?
What? You've just blown the lid off of All Songs Considered.
Mm. Oh, man.
No, and the magic is gone now. People don't realize.
That's why we always sound so happy when we record these.
That's true.
We're about to get out of work for the weekend.
Yeah, like our work is really hard. I'm probably going to see you at a show in about 7 hours or something, right? Yes. What was the last show I saw?
We were just at the Shigeto show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was fun.
It was cool.
I just dragged the Shigeto record into my favorite of the year so far, and that was one you turned me on to, really digging that record.
Awesome. Glad I could share
that. Thanks for joining us, Sammy.
Hey, thanks for having me.
What do you got now?
Coming up next.
I have a song from this guy called, whose alias is Huerco S. It's H-U-E-R-C-O space S. He has a record coming out on September 24th called Colonial Patterns. It's like this super lo-fi electronic music that's sort of, I don't know, it teeters on the edge of dance music, but this record is sort of like not really dance music. He sort of takes dance music and recontextualizes it in a really lo-fi way, as you'll hear on this first single that he just put out called Prinzif, P-R-I-N-Z-I-F.
Do you know what any of this means, his name or the you know,
No, I don't. He's
Nope. Let's hear the music.
He lives in Kansas City.
Really?
Must be Kansas slang.
Yeah,
yeah, that's how we all talk over there.
You're back from Kansas.
Yeah,
that's why you got so excited. I didn't know why anybody would get so excited.
Kansas City.
Don't, you cannot say that about any state ever.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Shazam!
To all of our listeners,
oh, you can't
in
say
Kansas,
that either. Even if you're from there,
I'm sure it's awesome. And if you have techno musicians like this, then I'm down to come hang out.
We'll do it on the plaza. Here we go.
Cool.
the name of the artist one more time?
Huerco S.
And I'm just imagining that at a dance club. Could you?
I mean, this guy, first of all, this guy plays clubs and he's, you know, on the scene. He's played a Boiler Room set that I was just watching, which for those who don't know is a place that you can stream live DJ sets from some of the best artists, from some of the best DJs around the world. This, I think what I would use this, if I were DJing and I had this in my set, I mean, I'd definitely use that ambient section to sort of bring the energy back down and sort of collect the dance floor from whatever, you know, big song you just played before it. And then it goes back into that thumping thing at the end and then you can mix out of that. It's all part of this, like, sound right now, that, you know, that's been around for a while, but that favors the more stripped down aesthetic, sort of more analog instruments, taking off the gloss of a lot of popular house music and techno music and just bringing it back down to like a very textural, timbral focus. Mm-hmm. And it's something that, you know, labels like Lies Records, for people who want to check out more of this stuff, you know, Lies Records is a big one. Future Times out of DC, Pan, those are all, you know, labels that are sort of doing this stripped down lo-fi thing. And it's pretty cool.
I like that. Thanks.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for sharing, Sammy.
Okay, let's see how long it takes him to open the door.
Well, he's a very fit guy. Yeah. I mean, look at that.
Yeah, and there's no, that's all muscle.
Yeah, that really is. Sinewy. Steamy in here.
That's just the magic. What are you going to do?
Well, you know, I have an artist that actually is going to work really well. Well, no, it won't. Never mind.
Terrible segue. Bye, everybody.
No, I have a band called ARP. Do you know ARP?
Well, my first musical instrument was an ARP.
Okay. So ARP is the music of the
synthesizer. Yeah. So, this is not what you're about to do.
Well, he perhaps got the name ARP from the old synth because this is an artist, Alexis Georgopoulos, who...
Another George?
Yeah. I told you I had one that was even more difficult to pronounce. Georgopoulos. He's based out of San Francisco, and his first couple of records that he put out were very ambient, electronic, mostly instrumental records. He's very much an experimental avant-garde artist, at least that's his background. He spent a lot of time playing at The Kitchen in New York, which you know, maybe you've even seen some gigs there back when
absolutely.
You lived there. Yeah, it's a place where like Laurie Anderson played.
Sure, yeah, great performance art, great video installations, all sorts of crazy good stuff.
So that's where his roots are. But he is now back with his third full-length record. It's called More, and it is, compared to everything else he's done, is a very poppy record. It's very guitar-driven, lots of vocal pieces, but still just an amazing range for this artist, ARP. The song I'm going to play from the record More is called Judy Nylon.
Oh, and Judy Nylon was a great performance artist who performed in The Kitchen back in the day, so.
Boom! Isn't that amazing? This is really...
Life.
Let's get Alex here. Just check in one last time. You've made it through your first taping of all songs. Was it, I mean, chills? Did you get chills?
I still have goosebumps.
Yeah.
That's this entire week. Just watching you guys make fun of each other. Just goosebumps.
We're not making fun. We just don't know what we're doing.
Yeah. The hate is palpable.
Yeah. No, it's there's love behind everything. Oh, wait, I'm playing this, aren't I? I was waiting for Bob to, like, come on.
So, Judy Nylon.
From ARP. Don't you need to say goodbye or something like that?
I'll see you, Robin.
Okay.
Take care. NPR music.
You know, I was listening to the news one time, and Paul Brown was doing a newscast, and I guess he ran out of time or he just forgot, but he ended it by saying, for NPR News, I'm Paul.
Because every second counts. For NPR music, it's all songs considered. Bob.